What's amazing is that with each crisis, we get to strip away the people that we might have listened to based on their level of retardation. So, for example, during the COVID crisis, it was very easy to know who was an idiot by simply watching who was dumb enough to line up and take the jabs, right? Say, oh, gosh, really? You don't even know what's in it. It's experimental, never subjected to long-term clinical trials, you know, developed as a bioweapon by the Department of Defense, et cetera, et cetera. You're taking that jab? Yeah, not too bright. So that was an easy one, actually. And then after that, other tests came along. We had the MAGA TARD test, for example, you know. There's nothing wrong with being pro-MAGA when Trump was campaigning and he was saying all the right things, and a reasonable person could assume that, well, he means what he says, you know. But then when Trump betrayed MAGA and went against almost everything that he promised, like no new wars, get us out of the Middle East, you know, defund the Pentagon, etc. We're going to lock her up. We're going to arrest the treasonous traitors. You know, we're going to release the Epstein files, etc., etc. When he betrayed all those things, then you immediately saw who was retarded by witnessing those who still identified as MAGA. They're just retarded. You know, you can't still support the Trump of 2026 if you have integrity and you supported Trump in 2024. Because those are two totally different Trumps. So if you have integrity and you have values and some kind of logic or rationality, then you have to no longer call yourself MAGA today. And it's a very simple IQ test. And then we had a glyphosate IQ test also, where it was very easy to see who was a retard, because those were the ones saying that we can't grow food without glyphosate. Even though there's all these countries all over the world that have banned glyphosate, and somehow they're still growing food. How does that work? Right. There was also another IQ test about the Epstein files, where you had certain people defending the Epstein files, I guess, or saying it's no big deal. A number of so-called influencers failed that IQ test. I don't even understand. Are they paid off by Israel or something? I mean, of course Jeffrey Epstein was running a blackmail ring. Of course. And anybody who doesn't see that is failing the IQ test. And now the IQ test is the war. You know, you have the retarded people who are we have to go to war. We have to bomb Iran. That's Lindsey Graham and all the other retards. Even though it's just doing the bidding of Israel, even though it's not in the national interest of the United States, and even though the White House spokesperson, Carolyn Leavitt, has confirmed that Iran posed no risk to the United States. She confirmed that in writing, by the way, recently. But you've got the retards, like, we had to bomb Iran. Yeah. Along the way, through COVID and, you know, the MAGA test and the glyphosate test, whatever, you've probably lost a number of friends, family members. You probably stopped following certain influencers, whatever, you know. Oh, another test was also Israel, right? This was an obvious test because Israel is a genocidal state that deliberately commits genocide, deliberately targets civilians, deliberately, has slaughtered hundreds of thousands of children on purpose. The people supporting that are retarded. You know, it's just that there's something wrong with their brains. Their brains do not function, or they've had too much brainwashing with the Schofield Bible or something. So that was another test. And that test, you know, a lot of people failed that test. They're like, oh, genocide is okay as long as it's, you know, the Palestinians. And now Israel is screaming like they're the victims. Oh my God, Iran is targeting civilians and we're the victims now. You know, Israel loves to play victim all the time, even though they're the ones that are victimizing others most of the time. So along the way, you probably lost some people, maybe some friends, maybe some influencers, etc. But you know what you gained? you gained knowledge of who to actually listen to and who to trust. Because this all served as a multi-year filtering mechanism to filter out retards that you probably don't want to listen to. Because on every one of these issues, there is a right answer. It's not wishy-washy. It's not, oh, everybody has an equally valid opinion. No, they don't. Pro-genocide is not an equally valuable opinion. It's a retarded opinion. It has no value. There's a right answer on every one of these, right? It's very clear. There's a right answer on the war with Iran, and that is no war. Don't attack Iran. They pose no threat to the United States. It's very simple. It's very clear. So what we've discovered in all of this is that there are certain people who are otherwise intelligent who will simply lose their intelligence on certain issues, whether it's vaccines or whether it's Israel or whether it's Iran or glyphosate or politics or maybe finance, who knows. Certain issues, people have blind spots. They lose their minds. And I don't know about you, but I'm not interested in associating with people who are half blind. I mean, cognitively. I don't mean that physically, but cognitively blind. Because I expect myself and everybody else to think through every big deal issue, to think it through. What are the repercussions? What does this mean? Are we being told the truth? Is there a corporate entity behind the propaganda? Is there a government entity that's trying to brainwash us all with a psyop? And by the way, another test coming up is going to be a big false flag operation in the United States. It's going to be a big test. A lot of people will fall for it because it'll be a big event, explosion or something to be blamed on Iran, right? Obvious. And when it's blamed on Iran, then probably 80% of the American people are going to say, oh, we got to go get them. You know, it's going to be used just like 9/11 was used to declare war in the Middle East. But this time it's going to be war on Iran. Most Americans will fall for it because they're not very bright, obviously. But the sharp people like you and I will say, nope, this is highly suspicious. The timing, the coordination of the news media, the event itself, etc. This is clearly a false flag event. We are not going to just shelve our brains to fall for this, right? But you're going to find that most people will fall for it. And again, that's another IQ test. Anyway, at the end of the day, you're going to end up with a small group of people that you trust. Small group of people who demonstrate rationality and reason on every single topic. Every topic. Those are the people that you want to be around. Those are the people from which you want to get your information. Those are the people that you want to learn from. Those are the people I want to learn from. I've known people who were great on the issue of vaccines, and then they lost their minds over Israel. Or they were great on resisting the jabs, but then they think Trump is playing 5D chess, and they think Trump is some genius. You know, I'm sorry, but that narrative faded out a while ago. That's clearly not the case. Trump is, at this point, I don't know, he's controlled. He's doesn't even seem like the same Trump that used to campaign and used to be fun to watch. Now it's just pathetic. And even the audience isn't engaged. But anyway, that's a side point. I've known people who are otherwise intelligent on many issues who lost their minds on the issues when it counted, proving that they do not have good judgment. They just don't. And there's a lot of people like that. I've even seen people who are otherwise intelligent say, well, the Strait of Hormuz isn't closed. It's not physically closed. Ships can still sail through it. Yeah, that's not what we mean by closed. What we mean is any ship that sails through it without permission gets bombed. That's a closure. It's kind of like if you were driving down the highway and there were terrorists on both sides of the highway that said, any car that drives down this highway is going to get lit up. Well, that means the highway's closed. You can try to drive down the highway. Yeah, you're probably going to get shot or bombed or whatever they're going to do, right? So that's what it means by closed. Doesn't mean that you physically have it closed. But otherwise, high IQ people, don't seem to understand that for some reason, and I don't know why. So at the end of the day, it's very few people who can maintain their cognition and their reason and rationality across many different challenges. And if you're still listening to this, you're one of the good people who can maintain your cognition across all these topics. And it also means sometimes we have to reassess what we believe. I've had to do that from time to time as well. The key is to reassess quickly. So if you're wrong about something, and I was wrong about the early release of, the early COVID scare story, I was wrong about that. Try to limit the amount of time during which you're wrong. You know, limit your wrongness to a short duration. Correct yourself. Do so publicly, as I did back then, back in 2020. And then get on the right side of it and apply logic and reason from that point forward. Don't double or triple down on your position of being wrong just because you want to defend yourself against criticism or whatever. That you're just digging a deep hole at that point. Get on the right side of every issue. That is the side of, you know, pro-humanity, the side of compassion, peace, abundance, knowledge, truth, etc. It's not very difficult to recognize these values. You know, they are universal values, and you can apply a filtering mechanism to every scenario using these same values. So that's my take on it, and I'm glad that you're still listening to me and that you agree that I'm approaching these things with a sense of rationality. And I don't claim to always be right, but I do claim to always be authentic and to be operating in good faith. And if I'm ever wrong about something, I will correct myself. And, you know, I was pro-Trump for a period of time, but I did not vote for him in his last election, as you know, because I suspected that he was under the control of Israel. And that turns out to be the case. So I was very public about that in 2024. Almost 2 years ago, right? So anyway, let's all do the best we can. Let's all operate with authenticity, morality, and a pro-human stance. And I thank you for listening. You can catch all of my videos and podcasts at brightvideos.com. And you can read my articles at naturalnews.com. And you can shop with my online store at healthrangerstore.com. Because we still have food. We're stocking up on food, actually, because we know that food scarcity is coming. So thank you for your support. Take care. Yes, the world is getting crazy, but here at the Health Ranger store, we're putting together a survival supply assortment for you. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/survival, you'll see what we put together for you, including iodine and iosat. That's a specific brand name of potassium iodide that's FDA approved. Or we have the nascent iodine here, which is less expensive in terms of the iodine that you get. These are available in case things go nuclear. It's clear that you will not be able to find any of this for sale anywhere. All the inventories will be wiped out, like what happened after Fukushima in 2011. So if you want to get your hands on some iodine, this is a chance to get it right now. healthrangerstore.com/survival. In addition, we have many other survival items for you here, including some silver solutions, some spirulina available in bulk and at a discount, and then a large assortment of storable organic food that's laboratory tested, including our Ranger Bucket sets. Here's a 195-day supply. We've got the mini buckets, and we've also got number 10 cans available of freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and other things like miso soup powder. Here's some of the buckets. There's a big variety available. Here are some of the number 10 cans right here. Remember, a lot of people are missing fruit. They don't have enough vitamin C in their storable food. So, you know, getting bananas and pineapples and strawberries, especially, again, certified organic, freeze-dried. That is the highest quality with the highest nutrient preservation that you can get in any kind of a storable food format. All of this is available right now and so much more. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/survival. And because the freeze-dried foods last for so long, you know, even if you don't eat them this year or next year, just keep them on the shelf. They're going to last a very long time with good preservation.
long shelf life, and they will have value no matter what happens in the world. Now, of course, I'm praying for peace. I'm praying for de-escalation. I don't want to see World War III break out, and I certainly don't want it to go nuclear. But we're dealing with insane times and insane leaders and insane situations. Who knows what could happen tomorrow or next week? Disruptions could happen here in the United States. There could be, you know, domestic attacks that disrupt supply chains here in the U.S. So stock up early, stock up now, get your emergency food, emergency medicine, iodine, anything else that you think that you might need. Get it now. And by doing so, by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platforms and our AI engines that we offer for free. That's funded in part by sales from our store. So shop with us at healthrangerstore.com/survival and help yourself get prepared, and also help us bring you more free tools and platforms that can keep you informed no matter what happens in the world. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.